have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Guys, we have a situation. I broke the bathroom.
How the heck did you manage to do that?
We ran out of TP, so I had to use my shirt.
Ew.
Well, long story short, turns out that pipes on the boat are not PVT compatible.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, who's at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. We are doing a live stream today. First time ever. Maybe the last time. I don't know, but so far it's going pretty good. There's a lot of activity going on there, and it's kind of good to have a kind of man on the street or man on the dock, I guess, in this case. And right now, where are you, Mike? What are you gawking at exactly?
Yeah, right now we are near the Intrepid and the HCB yachts on the Jeep here.
Yeah.
And just taking a look at an amazing amount of outboard horsepower here.
Yeah.
There's a boat here that has 6 400 horsepower V10 Mercury engines on it.
Six. So the most I've heard is 7, which last year there was a boat that had 7. It's probably there again, is my guess, but you see 6 at least at the moment.
There's a boat over here with 6 400s and another boat with 4 600s, which are the V12s.
Okay, which one's better?
Board power.
Yeah, what's better? Six fours or 4 6s?
Well, I would go for fewer engines if possible.
Yeah,
just to simplify things a little bit.
Well, so do the math, Barry.
Same amount of horsepower. I guess it's the weight.
Yeah,
if you have 6 engines versus 4, you have to figure out what the weight is.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that, if you notice, these are mounted really close to each other because they can do that because it's only the lower part of the lower unit that turns.
Mm-hmm.
So you notice there's almost no space in between them.
Right.
You can't do that with a regular engine where the whole engine turns.
Yeah, yeah. So that, that's the dual shaft type of thing, or I don't know, what do they call that technique?
Dual prop. It's a counter rotation. It does technically have two shafts, one on one inside a hollow shaft.
Yeah.
And one shaft turns one way, the other shaft turns the other.
Right.
So you have counter-rotating propellers on the same drive.
Yeah.
You're getting more thrust out of it. Do you know what a bluff bow is? You ever heard that term? A bluff bow is a very wide bow.
So it kind of fakes you out?
No, that's like an inverted bow. Instead of being pointy on the top, it's more pointy on the bottom. A bluff bow is a very wide bow. They were used on sailing ships. Okay. I'm seeing a lot of the newer yachts there have that kind of bow. If you look at some of the really big ones, they're very rounded up front. They're putting up more room. You get more interior room that way up at the bow.
Okay.
Right.
Are you seeing that too, Mike, or is that just Barry's world? What do you think?
Barry's world. Get out of here. go look at some of the bigger ones along those docks, and you'll find them. You'll see them there. They have a very rounded bow. It's not pointy like some of the other boats.
If you say so. All right. Well, what else have you seen from your perspective there, Mike? Anything in particular that stood out other than, multiple outboard engines and hybrid, power systems? What do you think?
Well, there are some new technologies for people that are buying and accessorizing their boats. Some really cool devices to cut lines, like if you get lines caught in your prop, like a lobster trap or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a product called Spurs that you can install at the front of your at the ridge of the prop, and if you were to collect a rope while traveling across a bay, it automatically cuts the line and ejects it from your shaft, so you don't have to dive in the water
So it's something that actually mounts to the prop or the undercarriage of the outboard.
Exactly, and it has blades on it. So as it spins, if the line gets caught around your shaft, it cuts the lines and releases them. So
interesting. Okay.
It reduces the amount of damage you might receive.
All right.
The other thing is a product called Halt Shield, and this is an electronic device that puts vibrations through your hull to keep barnacles from growing on the bottom of the boat. So it connects to your batteries, the direct power to your battery.
Yeah.
It comes with an app and connectivity to the internet, so you can actually monitor your battery at the same time. It has a battery charge indicator on it. So as this thing uses your 12-volt battery pack, it will reduce. It can reduce the charge on the battery, so it tells you when your battery needs to be recharged again.
Okay, it vibrates your boat.
It does. It has four transducers that, for a typical 40-foot boat, you'd put four transducers and the battery and the power unit, and as that every 2 minutes, it shoots a pulse through your hull, which as barnacles are connecting to your boat, you know, floating through the water and connecting to your boat,
right?
It basically ejects them off the bottom of the boat.
Wow. It's kind of like a barnacle shock treatment then, in a sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's doing it with vibrations. So
okay.
Good vibrations.
I'm out of here. Oh, geez, what the hell was that, Joe?
Right.
Yeah.
The other product that I found that I thought is really should be on boats, and it's a little bit morbid, but it's actually a safety thing, is it's called Seal Hemostatic Wound Spray. And you know, whether it's a minor cut, I've actually jumped in the water before and cut my foot on a prop that wasn't turning, but just right. because my body got up under the boat.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, things happen and accidents occur, and especially with propellers in the water and people swimming.
Right.
This wound spray is meant to stop the bleeding like immediately.
Really?
And
so it actually stops bleeding. Is it an antiseptic type of thing too, or no?
It's antiseptic, and you spray it on the wound, and it stops the bleed. It's kind of like Bleed Stop on steroids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a good point. I mean, a lot of the dive operators, you know, especially down in South Florida and the Keys, that's one of the problems the dive professionals have quite a bit, is like if you're working on a boat, just stubbing your toe on the seacock or God knows what, and you get a small little cut, that thing can easily get infected if you don't attack it right away, just because the ocean has all kinds of, you know, chemicals or germs and things and
nasty stuff.
Yeah. You got to be very, very careful about that. So, so this is just a bottle you can buy, throw it in your safety kit kind of thing, type
absolutely.
Of deal?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's a good addition to your safety kit because, you know, it instantly stops the bleeding and protects the wound.
Right.
All of those.
What is it called again? Let's make sure we get it out there for everyone. What was the name of that product?
Yes, it's called Seal Hemostatic Wound Spray.
Okay. Well, look it up.
S-E-A-L.
Google it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you picked up a bottle of that, I assume, when you were walking. That
absolutely.
Was in the convention center, or was that in that area, or in one of the tents?
Yes, it's actually in the boat electronics pavilion. It's electronics and boat gear pavilion, which is right next to G Pier.
Oh, okay. All right, good. All right, and Barry's been, you know, he's been putting out ideas of how we could rent one of the massive yachts. Is that the deal, Barry, or what?
Oh yeah, there are some of these yachts are for rent. You know, if you don't want to put, you know, $3 million down on a yacht because you're not sure if you're going to like it or not, there are some out there that you can rent.
Yeah,
for a week at a time. There's one over at Bahia Mar right now. It's called, let me see, I found it. Here it is, called Far. I don't know how to pronounce this. Niente. Far Niente.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Good
it's
enough.
A west part. We'll find out in a minute.
All right. How much for a week?
Only $175,000 for the week.
Okay. Break out your credit card. We'll go out and have a fun little float. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.